This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from BBC Learning English.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Rob.
And I'm Sam.
Have you got a business brain, Sam? Would you like to start your own business?
It sounds good, Rob. I like the idea of being my own boss.
Well, that's the dream for many millennials, the name given to the current generation of young people aged between 24 and 38.
Some of the millennial generation are dissatisfied with the old ways of doing things. For example, how big business uses data from social media and the negative impact of companies on society and the environment.
In today's programme, we'll look at why millennials are so attracted to starting their own businesses and asking whether this really is the way to make the world a better place.
And of course, we'll be learning some new vocabulary on the way.
But first, it's time for today's quiz question. At 79 years old, Muhammad Yunus is hardly a millennial, but he's a hero to many young business people. In 2006, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. But what for? Was it for A, offering microfinance to low-income businesses? B, starting the first business to earn £1 million in under a week? Or C, developing a progressive model of taxation?
I know millennials like starting businesses, so I'll say B, earning £1 million in under a week.
OK, we'll find out later if you were right. Now, whether it's TV shows like The Apprentice or the big success of companies in California's Silicon Valley, the last decade saw a huge growth in 20 and 30-year-olds starting their own businesses. BBC World Service programme The Y Factor asked business professor Ethan Mollick to explain how this situation came about.
There's all these platforms that let you build entrepreneurial ventures much more easily. The growth of things like crowdfunding have helped make entrepreneurship more accessible and led to tons of new startups. So there's a lot of new methods for launching businesses, and the cost of launching a new business has dropped at the same time.
Ethan lists some of the reasons why it's now easier to become an entrepreneur, someone who starts their own business, often after seeing a new opportunity.
Entrepreneurs see opportunities for products and services not being supplied by existing companies, so they create startups, newly formed businesses intended to grow rapidly by providing for a particular market gap.
One of the main problems to starting up your own business used to be getting the large amounts of money needed. But nowadays, this can be solved with crowdfunding, getting the funding for a new business by asking a large number of people to give small amounts of money, usually via the internet.
But while startup success stories have made going into business a good option, for many millennials, it's not just about making money, but also about being socially responsible and doing good. However, others argue that most big changes for the better have come from governments, not millennial businesses. Here, former World Bank economist Charles Kenny cautions against overemphasizing individual business over governments.
If you are working in a place with a corrupt and inefficient government, one of the best ways you can push development in your country is to try and make that problem a little bit better. It's not something that any one individual can do. It has to be a collective effort. But the more we have young, committed, smart people who want to make the world a better place working in government, the more likely government is to start delivering the kind of services we need in order to ensure a high quality of life in that country.
So, Charles mentions the problem that governments can be corrupt act in morally wrong or illegal ways, often in return for money or power.
The talent and passion that millennials put into starting their own business could instead be used to improve governments through collective effort, a group of people acting together to achieve a common goal.
It's this working together that can raise people's quality of life, level of personal satisfaction and comfort.
Something that Muhammad Yunus was doing.
Ah, yes, that's today's quiz question. I asked you why Muhammad Yunus won the Nobel Prize in 2006.
I said that B, he started the first business to earn 1 million in under a week.
But in fact, it was A, offering microfinance to low-income businesses, a way for anyone, rich or poor, to run a business in a positive way.
Okay, so today we've been talking about why young people in the millennial generation want to be entrepreneurs, people who start their own business.
Many millennials create startups, newly formed businesses intended to grow rapidly using a method called crowdfunding, getting the funding for their new business by asking large numbers of people on the internet to each give a little bit of money.
But it's not only about making profits. Millennial startups can help solve many of the developing world's problems instead of governments which may be corrupt, acting immorally or illegally for money or power.
What's needed more than individual businessmen and women is collective effort, a group of people acting together to achieve a common goal.
And one important goal is to improve the quality of life, the level of satisfaction and comfort that a person or group enjoys.
Well, that's all from us today, but remember to join us again soon for more topical discussion and vocabulary. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
6 Minute English from BBC Learning English.